Okay, well, we have to make a number of roster moves by tomorrow at 4. So some of those may be made today. We're in the process of working through some things. There's some moving parts. Some things are, playoff, other things. So whatever we have, we'll just, give you at the end of the day once it's all finished for today, and then we'll deal with tomorrow. So, just trying to balance a lot of things here at this time of year, between roster, the Giants game, obviously the Pittsburgh opener, and on a number of other things. So, each coach, each player, all is kind of in their own individual situation, whatever the circumstances are that surround it here in the next couple of weeks. And we just, have to try to work through it the best we can, and try to get as much done as productively as possible. So, that's what we'll try to do.
Joe, how closely aligned do you view the tight end position to the fullback position?
I think everything's interrelated with everything.
How challenging would it be for, a tight end to play fullback, I guess, is sort of the.
Some guys do, some guys don't. Yeah, I don't know.
As you look ahead, with James's status, sort of up in the air, it's a realistic thought that like Michael Omanawanui could do some of like
Nice, yeah.
could do some of those things. I mean, or is that sort of? I mean, has he done it? I'm trying to think back.
Well, we kind of had James in our system here for a while, so I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of different possibilities. There are different possibilities. We talked through different options, so and I don't know, but the tight end plays off the other skill positions, and with a player like Mike, who's played on the offensive line, maybe he even plays in the offensive line positions, or the offensive line plays into the tight end position, as we've used offensive lineman in that spot. So I don't know.
You talked about a lot of things happening, including the Pittsburgh game around the corner. Opening on a Thursday as opposed to a Sunday, how much does that complicate things?
Quite a bit, yeah. It changes a lot. In the normal situation, you go through your roster changes. At the end of the week there, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever it is, set your practice squad on Sunday, and then you'd play the following Sunday. Now that'll be in the middle of our preparations. That'll be like into our Wednesday type practice day. We don't have a practice squad, until Sunday. So we, it's just different. I mean, it's the same for both teams, but it's different than 30 of the other teams in the league. But glad we're playing that game. There's a good reason for us playing it, so that's good. But it definitely complicates things, on a number of levels. But that's the way it is.
Coach, how valuable is it to have someone like Dev in the secondary whose leadership and versatility, and do you think the younger players look up to him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think the older players look up to him. I think everybody looks up to him. Yeah. Devin's, he, like Mayo, which is unusual, was a captain his second year on the team. You usually don't see that. So I think it takes a pretty special person to do that, earn that kind of respect, from his teammates. And so I think, Devin's communication, his position flexibility, his work ethic, his toughness, his dependability, are all huge positives that are appreciated by everybody in the organization, players, coaches, veteran players, rookie players, all the people in the organization that work with him, training staff, equipment staff, I mean, everybody. He's a huge plus.
Bill,
yeah.
Sorry. You've seen
Phil,
a handful of guys from the Browns organization that were there when Mike Lombardi was there.
Sloan played really well this preseason so far. I'm just wondering how helpful or how important has Mike been to not only the personnel side of it, but just the day-to-day operation since he's been here?
Yeah, Mike's been a big help, to me personally. And it's definitely some of the experience that he has, some of the guys that he's familiar with, guys like, Dion and Rufus, Eric Martin, well, Les Martin, but, guys like Dion and Rufus are good examples of guys who really, there's very little film on from last year. You can't see them, but, he was familiar with those guys. And, Tim's from the year before. So, when you've been with a player, I've done that before, change organizations, you're with a player, you know the guy regardless of what anybody else knows. It wasn't on that team. And sometimes those players can, have a fit or not have a fit, depending on, what the new team was. That was, when I came here from Cleveland after the 95 season, guys like Sagapotelli, Tom Tupa, Eaton was another guy, Chad, that, if you have a knowledge of those players, then sometimes it kind of helps you identify somebody that might fit, if you have a need there. I don't think it's like trying to bring guys, that type of thing. But or when I was left the Giants and went to Cleveland, it was kind of the situation with Stover. Stover didn't play at all for us. Barr was the kicker with the Giants in 90. He went on to have a pretty good career with the Browns and the Ravens, whatever it was, 20-some years. So there are guys like that that, sometimes you don't really – if you're with a guy, a lot more about him than with the other teams that don't have that opportunity. So, I've asked Mike to do some things, on an individual thing, just projects or things that I ask him to do. And, he's done a great job of that for me.
Did you see Malcolm Butler as the same guy as last year? Of course,
No, much improved. Much improved on everything. He worked hard in the offseason. He's obviously just the second year, the change of lifestyle, becoming a professional athlete, working at this job every day, becoming more mature, more dependable, having a better understanding of what we do, having a better understanding of what our opponents do, or the passing game in the National Football League. He's made a huge jump from year one to year two, as most of our other players have too that are in that same category. It's just, I think that's where players make the biggest leap is, A, you have that understanding of what it's going to be like. It's not new. You at least know what training camp's going to be like, what a regular season's going to be like, what a game is going to be like, what the coaches expect, all that kind of thing. So you have a little bit better idea of being able to plan or anticipate for it, but then the knowledge that you have about yourself, about your opponents, about how things, work, then that's, it's a huge amount of information that those second-year players have that the rookies just don't have, no matter how smart they are, or how hard they work, or how whatever they've been exposed to in the past, some more than others, but going through it and experiencing it is, invaluable, really.
When it comes to guys, like Bolden or Deion Lewis or James White, any of the so-called third down backs, it seems like they've all either played well or had their nice moments this preseason. How much more difficult does that make to either make cuts or decide how they're going to be used during the season?
No, it's definitely made it hard. We've had a lot of guys do that. I think Troy Brown made a comment a couple weeks ago when he said, I knew that when I came into the league, I knew that it was a long shot for me to make a team, and I was probably going to get cut and all that. But my job every day was to make it as hard as possible for Coach Barcells to make that decision. I wanted to make his job tough for him to cut me. And I'd say there's been a number of guys that have done that this year in preseason. They've kind of taken those, I would say, that phrase that Troy used, and really they've done that. They've forced us to make some hard decisions because of, you know, how competitively they've played, and vice versa. I mean, guys at a spot where there's a lot of competition, instead of one or two guys, you know, rising up and one or two guys kind of fading out, in some cases, several members of that group have all competitively risen the level of their game, and to make it, you know, make some very tough decisions. And I would put the running back position in that. We pretty much had the same group. We had a Tony a couple weeks ago. We've pretty much had that same group, you know, when we lost Gaffney. But we had pretty much the same group of guys since the beginning of the spring. You know, with no rookies in that group other than, you know, Tony coming in a couple weeks ago. But those guys have all competed well. They've all improved. They've all pushed each other. They've all worked really hard, and they've all been productive. So it's a good example of that. They're making it hard on us.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. All right. Thanks. See you tomorrow.